Production. Recorded live.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is Marcus Allen, and it is Wednesday, March 16, 2011, at precisely 8.07 p.m. here in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. And I guess the good news is we made it. I say that because it's the day after March 15th, and we were told that a pole shift would occur, and that the comet C-2010X1, also known as Elenin, would wipe us out. And, of course, anytime that happens, it never happens. So far, nothing. No end of the world. I'm still here. You're still here. My enemies are still here. The TV is still spewing propaganda. And nothing has changed. And my guess is nothing like this will ever occur. By the way, that clicking you hear in the background is anytime I announce to my list, which I did today, that I'm doing one of these talks, they like to play fun with my phone. And sometimes I wonder if I shouldn't do that, if I should not announce this, just record what I have to say, and then send an email out pointing you to the recording. So live and learn, I guess, but that's the clicking that you hear in the background. So anyway, I was asked to do this in addition to planning to do this. I actually went on my first two-day vacation. I don't like vacations. I like being at home since my honeymoon, actually. And I knew something would happen because I left on the 11th, and, of course, every time there's something in the calendar with the number 11, or if it's April 19th, there's always something that happens. And sure enough, when I arrived at the hotel in Alexandria Old Town, everyone had their jaw dropped looking at the TV as this earthquake happened. And then I believe it was the next morning when everyone had their jaw dropped again, and they were showing images of a tsunami wiping out what seemed to be half the world. And I must tell you that it was very convincing. The high-resolution videos that they used was the first time they've used this on TV, if anyone noticed. Typically with these PSYOPs, and it was a PSYOP, they'll use low-resolution photography and low-resolution video. But this is the first time that I've seen them use high-resolution imagery, which is quite interesting. It's a departure from what they used to do in the past, they being the military media. Now, getting back to the 15th, I was saying that the they like to scare us. And when you're scared, you make very irrational decisions. Irrational decisions have been used on us throughout our lives, probably our parents' lives and their parents' lives. One of the main players in irrational thinking is Eddie Bernays, who is the nephew of Sigmund Freud. And I'm going to throw a bunch of links up, if you're listening live to this, into the chat that will show my list, and I have to add the March 15th scaremongering to the list of all the failed predictions. So if you click on that link right now, let's all do that together. There we go. You'll come to my website, which is at truthin7minutes.com. That's www.truthin7minutes.com. And you'll see I've got listed, if you skip over the Powell-Biden-generated crisis, which has an interesting twist, if you want to read that on your own, I would recommend that. Then we've got the bird flu, we have the swine flu, where millions and millions and millions of people will die. If you click on that link right there, you'll see that, let's see, if we click on that link, that WHO.INT link, it'll bring you to the number of cases and deaths, and it was 245, so much for the millions and millions and millions of people who would die. And I like the logo. The World Health Organization has the snakes wrapped around that pole, some people guess what that pole is, but I don't get into guessing. I just know that it looks like snakes to me. And why would our doctors and dentists and EMT, ambulance, and hospitals have snakes in their logos? That's quite interesting to me. So getting back to it, bird flu, avian flu, this flu, that flu, millions would die. It didn't happen. I highly doubt the 1918 Spanish flu ever happened like we were told. Next in the field, predictions would be gold as a hedge. That's interesting because gold has actually, since I wrote this 2 years ago, has gone up significantly. So I might have to tweak that because it looks like they were right about gold being a hedge. But I always say, you know, how do you take your $1,400 piece of gold and, you know, trade it in for a loaf of bread? How do you get change back? And you have to also realize that the people, the bankers who own the money system, also own all the gold. So that's another psyop on you. This is interesting. Big earthquakes in California. Earthquakes so big, California would break off the United States. Up until today, that hasn't happened, and that's still true. From last I checked with my friend in California, he's still there, and it hasn't moved. Of course, we had the Y2K scare. That was propagated by scaremonger and Freemason Alex Jones. Yes, he's a Freemason. We discovered that a couple weeks ago. We had photographic proof of that. Widespread martial law. Of course, that's the greatest threat that the PSYOP Department and Naval Intelligence likes to give us, that we're days away from martial law, widespread martial law. Hasn't happened in my lifetime, hasn't happened in my dad's lifetime, hasn't happened in his dad's lifetime. But hey, why let the facts get in the way of a good story, right? Presidential elections would be postponed. Of course, that hasn't happened. Got to keep those breads and circuses going because that gives people the idea that we're free because we're allowed to vote. Nothing could be further from the truth. Left wing, right wing, same bird. Never forget that. Of course, failed predictions of change. Every politician has promised us change since birth. You know, giving us the new and out with the old. Of course, nothing changes. It's all the same agenda, the business plan, pulled off by the criminal global elite. Mini nukes would go off on the East Coast, the West Coast. Well, that hasn't happened. And of course, with the mini nukes would come tsunamis. And I'll never forget when I used to listen to Alex Jones and those folk. I wouldn't go to the beach. We live near the Jersey Shore, about 2.5-3 hours away. Not near Snooki. I don't know where Snooki is, but somewhere around there. And I scared my family from not going to the beach because I was told that tsunamis were hours away from wiping us out. And I'm embarrassed about that. I still can't believe that I fell for that. Just amazing. Planet X hoax. Of course, that was put out by Tex Mars, good old Tex Mars. And when I recorded my interview, it wasn't an interview, I called into Christy Chikowski's broadcast. And I found out that scaremonger Tex Mars would be on, and I asked him some very simple questions. He got very upset with me. And, you know, he said that he didn't say that Planet X would smash into or blindside us. Yet he wrote a book about it that said it would. So that's your double speak right there. Next one, very controversial one, especially many years ago when I said this, we're going to go to a war with Iran. Webster Tarpley has been saying that since 2005. That hasn't happened yet. Doubt that it will. We actually didn't go to war with Iraq. A lot of people don't know that. There was no war declared against Iraq. Look into that. If you can find something that shows that there was a war with Iraq illegally, please let me know. If you go to truthin7minutes.com and look for my email address, I look at every single email that comes in, and I try to reply, although I'm getting a lot of emails lately, and I might have to, unfortunately, put an autoresponder message on that and answer questions on these fireside chats. Next, shut down the Internet. According to Alex Jones's writer Paul Joseph Watson, a landmark legal case on behalf of the Recording Industry Association of America and other global trade organizations seek to criminalize all internet file sharing of any kind as copyright infringement, blah, blah, blah. And according to his brother Steve Watson, internet neutrality, also known as Internet 2, would effectively shut down the internet and force us into a new internet grid only available to people with big bucks. Well, guess what? That'll never, ever happen. Because the internet is the greatest monitoring tool ever invented. It replaced our police departments and confession, according to what Alan Watts says, and I believe it. Although I'm not believing a lot of things that Alan Watts has been saying lately. We can get into that a bit later. Yeah, you going to confession is nothing more than a snooping session. And if you think about it, it makes total sense. Why would you go see a complete stranger and basically do the offline version of Facebook to that stranger, probably a pedophile? I mean, let's be honest. Isn't that amazing that we do that and people still do that? And, of course, the police department isn't there to protect and service. They're there to snoop on us. This idea that they're there to martial us and to beat us down is not really true. I'm sure there are some cases of that happening, but once again, that's Alex Jones scaremongering. Every place I've been to, from Hollywood, Florida, to Newtown Square, Pennsylvania, to Westchester, Pennsylvania, to here in Lancaster County, have had nothing but joyous encounters, and that's even a strong word, meetings with the police. They drive around, they just snoop. Oh, that's all there. They're just big snoopers, and I actually have the name of the computer that they use to type in their notes, and I was hoping that Doberman Dan Gallup, who was going to call, and let me check the chat to see if he's here. Yeah, I don't think he's here yet, but he's an ex-cop from Dayton, Ohio, and he confirmed to me that he was nothing more than a snoop. He told me, I've told this story before, that his job was to write down, and now it's on computers, he used to have to call it in to a transcriptionist, every little thing. If some guy farted, this is what he told me, I'm quoting him, if some guy farted and the neighbor complained, he had to write a report about that. No matter how simple it was, the report had to be written. And that's because it's all about snooping. That's how the police are completely duped into doing these menial snooping techniques, because they're told if you don't write down every single little thing, you could get sued. So that's how they do it. So back to the list of scaremongering and failed predictions. Shut down the internet, fake UFO sightings, of course. That's, isn't that amazing that you know little green men have yet to come down to shake our hand? We haven't had one instance of that. Isn't that just incredible? And I love it. I get people who continue to send me emails saying, I don't like your stance on William Cooper. William Cooper was the only truther out there. Blah, 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 blah. I have a boatload of evidence that shows that William Cooper was as fake as a $3 bill. If you'd like me to talk about that, we could talk about that too. Next on the failed predictions, unscheduled bank holidays. As more and more banks claim bankruptcy, the value plummets. In quotes, I put it, because the dollar is nearing a two-year high. That was 2 years ago. It's actually a little bit lower than it was 2 years ago, but it's certainly not in the toilet. We are not carrying around dollar bills in wheelbarrows and bricking them. And someone told me, I forget who it was, that in some country, the coins were so worthless that they would drill holes in them and use them as washers, because it was cheaper to drill a hole into a quarter than it was to buy a washer. Now, that may be true in undeveloped countries. You know, there's a big psyop with that too. If you notice with the protests in Africa, that all of the – by the way, you notice how that's all gone under, you know, under the table now that there's the – you know, it's one chaotic thing after another. We are entering the age of chaos, and I'll go over that in a moment too. But during those protests, did you notice that all the protests happened – in locations where there were no central banks? Do you see how that works? Very interesting, eh? Next fail prediction, electrical grid outages. You know, the grid would go down much like it did in New York for that one day, and that never happened. And, of course, we've got the global warming hoax, which is now the climate change hoax. Everything is just fine. It, you know, we call it weather. Weather goes up and down. And then the one I fell for, hook, line, and sinker, the Amero was coming. Oh, the Amero was coming. And, well, we've got less than a year for that to happen. We're told that Mexico, the United States, and Canada will merge and amalgamate to form the North American Union as the globalists dump the dollar and replace it with something named the Amero. And there it is. I mean, it's just one failed prediction after another. I'm sure I'm forgetting a few other minor ones, but it never ends. It just never, ever ends. Just amazing. Absolutely amazing. I see there are a lot of people here. Obviously, this is a very hot topic, so let's get into the Japan PSYOP. What I'd like to do is kind of lay out the case on why I am 100% positive, 100% positive that the Japan earthquake and tsunami is at the very least exaggerated or, quite frankly, a complete whopper of a lie. So let's kind of go over the issues we've got. First issue, did Japan suffer an 8.9 earthquake on the Richter scale? Now, you have to realize that an 8.9 earthquake is exponentially greater in power than anything less than it. It's an exponential scale. So like a 6.0, then you go to 6.1 is like 10 times greater, then 6.2 is 10 point greater. I know my numbers are off, but you get the picture. As it goes up the scale, it is infinitely more powerful than just a tick below it. An 8.9 earthquake would have to level, completely destroy hundreds and hundreds of kilometers or miles around the epicenter. So did it happen? I don't know. I wasn't there to witness it with my own senses. And since the media lies about almost everything, they've lost all benefit of the doubt, and they can't be trusted to be our eyes and ears for us. Did Japan experience a catastrophic tsunami? Again, I don't know. I wasn't there to witness it with my own senses. Did 11,000 people die in Japan? Very interesting number. I am not into numerology. I think it's a huge distraction. But I will admit that things tend to happen in the number 11, and things tend to happen on April 19th of every year. So there's obviously a little bit something to it. It's statistically probably, what's the word I'm looking for? Odd. We'll leave it at that. So did 11,000 people die in Japan? I don't know. I wasn't there to witness it with my own senses. Are there at least 4 nuclear reactors melting? I don't know. I wasn't there to witness it with my own senses. Is Japan suffering massive chaos and panic throughout the street? I don't know. I'm not there to witness it with my own senses. Now, I'm repeating that mantra because I'm using the same psychological scheme known as psychic driving, which in simple speak is repetition, the same psychic driving that they, the military, the Naval Intelligence Division, is using on us to convince us that the world is rushing to an end when nothing could be further from the truth. And I'm going to lay that out and prove that over the next few moments. Now, once you understand that this is a whopper of a PSYOP, you're probably going to ask yourself, why? Why would they go to this effort to lie to us? What is the purpose? What do they gain by doing this to us? And wouldn't a lot of people have to be involved in the PSYOP? But once you clearly see that this event, as well as just about every other big event in history, was a whopper of a lie, you're going to wonder to yourself, how can they get away with this if so many people are going to find out about the PSYOP? Those are all excellent questions, and I promise to answer them for you as I go along. So I suggest you sit back and relax. You don't have to take notes. I'm going to do the note-taking for you. I'm going to reveal an endless parade, as we like to say in the internet marketing business, of links, pictures, and videos to prove that we've been had. In order to get that transcript, all you have to do is get a copy of my notes, which you can find at HTTP, and I'll post this into the chat, www.fetch123.com/talkshoe. And when you get there, you're going to put in the call ID, which is 17245. And then finally, you're going to look for the notes on the Japan 2011 PSYOP. Also, I recommend you listen to a replay of this call. I also recommend that you send it to people who you think are waking up. And you can get these fireside chats at http://bit.ly/truthchat, all one word. Once again, that's http://bit.ly/truthchat, and that'll redirect you to this call. And the recording should be available. It depends on how long I go tonight. I will be ending it at the latest 11 o'clock. I made a promise to my family that I never go later than 11 o'clock during the week. Of course, that changes on the weekend. All things happen on the weekend. So if this goes to 11, we will end abruptly at 11 o'clock. If it ends at 11, it should take about an hour for the replay to show up. All right, let's get into it. It's very interesting to me, and I wonder what you think about this, where you see everyone wearing masks. Now, this kind of reminds me of my parents who did the duck and cover drills. Remember them? For those of you who are older than me, I'm 44, just turned 44, in fact. And that's what my parents would do. Every so often, they would duck and cover underneath a desk in their schoolroom. Do you know what happens if the Russians were to nuke us? Do you know what would happen to that desk? Of course, you know what would happen to the desk. And the same is true for those pictures you see of people in Japan wearing masks. You know, you don't get exposure through your nose and mouth only. You get it throughout your body. Your skin is allegedly the biggest organ of your body. Chemicals go through your skin. They also go through your eyes. So this is just a ridiculous psyop, part of the scaremongering that they use to scare us. So I just find that's funny. And what you're going to find is when you're looking into this, if you're like me and you go to the forums and you go to blogs, you'll find an endless parade of comments of people talking about this. And that is part of something called the Delphi Technique. I'm actually going to do an entire broadcast about the Delphi Technique. I'm also writing my book. It's taking me much longer. I mean, there's so many more things that have cropped up this year. I can never finish this book. But I'm going to devote an entire chapter to the Delphi Technique. And everyone's, I'm looking at the chat at one eye. It's, I guess, 24 just said, come on, Marcus, please explain how all those tsunami videos could possibly be faked. Patience, my friend. I will get to that in a moment. I need to set the scene. So anyway, they're using the Delphi Technique, and that's part of the PSYOP. When you see 100 different people saying, oh, my God, this is horrendous. Oh, my God, I am there. It's happening in front of me. I'm scared, blah, blah, blah. Oh, I have colleagues in Tokyo who confirm that this is really happening, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, wait a minute. Well, I'm looking at the videos and the pictures, and they're all faked, which I'll show you in a moment. Why are all these people saying this? Well, it's simple. And this just came out a couple weeks ago, and you might want to look this up. In fact, I forgot to get the link, so let me go to Google. If you type in H.B. Gary, H as in Harry, B as in boy, Gary. Let's see. Here's the link. Okay. Now, remember, I'm going to show you these links, and in this case, I would read this later. But I'll just read to you a few paragraphs, some very interesting paragraphs. And the name of the article is "The H.B. Gary Email That Should Concern Us All." And here's the punchline. According to, I just ate dinner. I shouldn't have eaten dinner so close to this broadcast. According to an embedded MS Word document found in one of H.B. Gary's emails, it involves creating an army of sock puppets. This is me talking. Those are fake accounts. With sophisticated persona management software that allows a small team of only a few people to appear to be many while keeping the personas from accidentally cross-contaminating each other. Then to top it off, the team can actually automate some functions so one persona can appear to be an entire Brooks Brothers riot online. Let me give you the Cliff Notes version of that. One person with this software can appear to be 500 people at once. That's what they do. They sell them in units of 500 at a time. Isn't that amazing? It's actually not surprising. I'm just surprised that we know about it now. So when you go online and see all these people talking about how awful it is, it's probably one person controlling 500 accounts at once. That's called the Delphi technique. It's about consensus building. So keep that in mind when I go through these pictures and evidence. Next, you have to realize that all of the pictures and videos that you see basically come from one organization throughout the world. In other words, whatever you see in your newspaper, whatever you see on TV, whatever you hear on the radio, whatever you see in Oprah magazine, emanates from the Royal Institute of International Affairs. They control news feeds named Reuters and the Associated Press, and or NGOs, which are non-governmental organizations. And if you look into these non-governmental organizations, Reuters, Royal Institute of International Affairs, AP, you'll find that they all lead to one family, and that is the Rothschilds family, the banking family. Very interesting. So in order to show you the fakery, I highly recommend my latest discovery. It's called, well, what is it called officially? Let me see. I'm going to post it into the chat. And let me go to that site and see what it's officially, I forget what it's officially called. It is called Jeffrey's EXIF Viewer. I highly, highly recommend that you bookmark this page and or you bookmark the bookmarklet, which you can see on the right-hand side. On the right-hand side, it says Jeffrey's EXIF Viewer, and it says drag this button to your button bar. Then while on a page displaying an image, just click the button in the bar to view the image's EXIF data. So if you click on that EXIF thing and you drag it into your button bar, I'll do that with you. I've already done it. It'll say, you know, type a name for the bookmarklet, and it says by default EXIF, and then you hit OK, and it will show up in your button bar. And what will happen is anytime you're on a web page and you want to examine the EXIF data of a graphic, you just click that button and boom, you get the EXIF data. So what is the EXIF data? The EXIF data is the hidden text notes of a picture or a graphic that is either typed in with a special program or embedded in automatically by cameras, iPhones, Photoshop, and that sort of thing. It's really cool because you can be like an investigator, like a private eye, and you can track down fakery and trickery and reverse engineer stuff to find out what's fake, or likely fake, I should say, and what's likely real. And what you'll find is, for example, in all of the PSYOP pictures, you'll find that they've all been Photoshopped. Now, we can't make the blanket statement that anything that's Photoshopped is fake. We can't do that because some people use Photoshop to resize pictures, to stretch pictures, to add black and white when it's a color, and that sort of thing. And there's really nothing fake about that per se. But as soon as you Photoshop something, it has to be deemed as suspicious. And what you'll find is anything that comes from the Associated Press is always Photoshopped. It's amazing. If you were to go to Flickr, for example, FLICKR.com, and look at a real picture, like, let me post one of them real pictures. We, when I got back from our trip, had huge floods. Notice how there's always 100-year floods all around the world. We'll get into that one day. Let me pull something up here. Here we go. Here we go. It's called Cunawingo. I live near the Cunawingo Dam. And it was big news when we were leaving to go on the trip and then coming back. There were helicopters swirling around. Let me post that into the chat. Guest 15 is asking, so is what you're saying was nothing happened, it's all fake? We're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves. I'm saying that my gut reaction is telling me that a lot of it's fake. We'll talk about the possibilities in a second. So if you take a look at that, if you take a look at that Flickr site, let's do that together. And hopefully you have your EXIF data installed as a bookmarklet. You'll see real pictures from real people. And that's the Cunawingo Dam. And you can see that they had to open the locks to release the pressure from the water. There was tons of water. It was pretty cool to watch, actually. Pretty scary, too. And I don't get scared that easy. And you can see that, you know, they're real pictures. So if I were to click on, let's pick on that one right there from Bill and whatever. So I click on that picture. It says Cunawingo Dam, Saturday, March 12, 2011, 26 floodgates were open, right? And if I click on the EXIF bookmarklet, it's going to automatically bring it into the EXIF reader, and it's going to give me all kinds of information about this picture. It shows me that the auto exposure was on 1/160th of a second. It was an F5 ISO 200 setting. The file was 425 pixels by 640 pixels as a JPEG, blah, 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 blah. It was taken by a Nikon D90. That was the name of the camera. I mean, isn't that amazing? This is all the information that's embedded within the picture. Now, this is very interesting. This proves that not all pictures that are Photoshopped, there's anything nefarious about it. If you look down, you'll see Creator Tool, and it says Adobe Photoshop Lightroom. And I'm assuming that that's some kind of free software that you get with your Nikon camera. So obviously someone used this Photoshop to do something to this picture. Maybe they enhanced it. Maybe they took the red eye out. All kinds of things that you can do. So unfortunately, we have to say that this picture is suspicious, even though it's probably real, because it was thrown through Photoshop. If we go back to other Cunawingo pictures, let's take that one top left-hand side from Lutz or Lowell's and click on it. And by the way, I'm going to get to the really good stuff in a moment. Stay tuned. It'll be worth it. Okay, so if I click on the EXIF bookmarklet. Looks like a lot of you are doing it at the same time because it's a little bit slow. There we go. Now, that's typically what you'll find on a regular picture. You'll see very basic data. You have JFIF data, and you'll have file basic information derived from the file. You won't see any Photoshopping settings in there. That tells me this is a real picture, right? So let's go back. Go back to my notes here. Okay. So we've got that set up. Fakery. Let's talk about fakery. It's amazing to me, and quite surprising actually, that people see what they think is real stuff on the news and they think it's real because it's on the news, but they'll see the same thing in a movie theater. They know that it's been what's known as CGI, I believe that's computer graphic imaged. They know that that can be done in a movie studio, but since it's on TV and on the news, there's no way that that could be faked. No way that that can be faked. I'd like to show you something. If you've ever been to a Lego store, again, I'm going to start posting lots of links now. This is what you see at the Lego store. This is called augmented reality. Did it not show up? There we go. Take a look at this video. What this does is you go to the Lego store, and on certain boxes, they have certain interactive boxes marked. And you go up to the camera at the Lego store, and what seems you seem to be holding this box, but when you look on the screen, it's completely different. And this is going to make sense with the tsunami. What happens is the image turns into a video of moving parts, of moving Lego toys, seemingly dancing on top of your Lego box. Now, if you just held that Lego box still, that feat would be amazing on its own. The fact that it's knowing where your Lego box is and dancing around the buildings, and it's never crashing into the buildings because it's using something called content aware. In other words, it's aware of content, and it's programmed to know that if there's a building in front of it, that you should avoid that building and move around it. Or if there's stairs in front of you, you need to climb those stairs. That's how intelligent a simple application like this is in the Lego store. Now, the military has black budgets worth trillions of dollars. You know that they've got something much more advanced than what you see at the Lego store. Isn't that amazing? Anyone looking at this right now? What's interesting is that I believe if you put your finger somewhere on top of the box, it's going to recognize your finger and it's going to avoid that too. Also, if you move the box around, kind of swirl it around, it kind of swirls along with you. It's truly stunning technology. Truly stunning. All right, no comments on that? If not, I'll move on. This, you have to see. This YouTube video will really blow you away. This is called the Stargate Studios Virtual Backlot Reel from 2009. And if you look at this video, I want to look at this again. It's been about a year since I've seen it. This shows how movies can now be done using complete green screen technology anywhere in the world. In other words, if you want to seem like you're in New York, you can be in Morocco, for all anyone knows. And by using this green screen technology, this is like advanced green screen technology. It's 3D. It's amazing. So if you watch this, especially if it's on a speedy connection, this is you definitely need to bookmark this. This really opened up my eyes on how they can easily fake anything, tsunamis, earthquakes, anything, by using green screen technology. So when you get a chance, take a look at that. So I'm going to rapid fire post a bunch of links here to show you how easy it is to use software to make, as I said, earthquakes, tsunamis, moving a chimney from one side of the roof to the other side of the roof, and literally a click of your mouse, using patch match technology, it's called, and content aware. So there's one link. Here's another link. Here comes another link. Again, I would recommend watching this stuff when you got some free time because they're pretty lengthy, up to 10 minutes, obviously, on YouTube. Here's content aware image resizing. Here's GIMP, which is open source Photoshop, basically, doing the same thing. Just amazing. Sketch to photo. What else do I have? Exemplar-based inpainting, which has been done since 1999. So this is old, old technology. Can you imagine what they're doing now? Well, just look what's on TV with the tsunami. I got to admit, I watched that tsunami last night, and I was like, oh, my God, this looks so real. How are they doing it? But when you examine it real close, which we're going to do in a moment, we'll go, you know, point by point, you'll see that it's impossible what they're doing. Totally impossible. Okay. I'm looking at the chat if any of you have comments, or you're just so, is your jaw dropped looking at this stuff? Because it's amazing, that's for sure. The last video is censored in the Netherlands. The Stargate Studios vitriol that you posted is very interesting, Marcus. Yes, it's a very interesting choice of words. I think it's mind-blowing, quite frankly. All right, so let's move on to the PSYOP part. I'm going to post a picture that was from the Drudge Report from about an hour ago, and it was a picture that there's snow in Japan where the tsunami and the earthquake occurred in Tokyo. See that? So what I did, you see, I don't trust the media. I don't trust them at all. So what I did is I went to my favorite weather site, wonderunderground.com, and I wanted to know what the weather was in Tokyo yesterday. So there's a link to the weather in Tokyo from the 15th. You can do a history of any city within Wonder Underground and find out what the weather was. Well, guess what? It was in the 50s yesterday. Doesn't snow when it's in the 50s, typically. And here's the current weather right there for the 16th. And unfortunately for the PSYOP, it's rain, not snow. But, you know, why let the facts get in the way of a good PSYOP story, right? So then I said, okay, let's take a look at this. Step back and take a look at this. Much like in the Haiti PSYOP, where we were told an earthquake hit there, we have no cracks. We have no earthquake cracks in Haiti. Now, when I put that information out, the people at Fort Bragg who do the PSYOP on us scrambled to create one earthquake crack that supposedly happened at the airport. The problem was it was photoshopped. And again, we can use our EXIF data tool to see that. We also know it was photoshopped because, in fact, let me show you a Japan earthquake crack, supposedly. One, I was only able to find four, and here's one. And I really tracked down trying to find any earthquake crack. I mean, it was very difficult. So if you take a look at that earthquake crack I just posted, take a look at the crack, and specifically take a look underneath the crack. What do you see? Let me go take a look. I was just checking email. I was expecting a few people show up. What you see is not what I know to be underneath asphalt, because I love watching PennDOT, that's the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation, I love watching them build roads. When they build roads, and when I built my own driveway, I actually did that, use something called 2A, I believe it's called, which is crushed stone. And then you have about 8 inches of crushed stone, and then above that you have sand dust, and you know another 8 inches of sand dust on top of that. And then you have leveling sand. And they basically use the same thing underneath roads. Well, look at this crack. There's nothing like that under there. It looks like, at least to me, it doesn't look that way. But that's just a minor little thing. You know, all this stuff adds up. Let's say that that's a real earthquake crack, right? Let's move on down the PSYOP. What I did, anytime this sort of thing happens, the first place I rush to is YouTube and Flickr. What I do is I type in the cities of where the PSYOPs happen and see if any real people are posting real images from their cell phones, their smartphones, from their regular cameras of all the damage. So the big town where this all happened is a place called Fukushima. So let me post that into the chat. And when you click on this link, guess what? There are no pictures. Now, let's be honest, shall we? When you think of stereotypes and you think of Japanese people, what do you think of? First thing I think of, well, I won't tell you the first thing I think of. The second thing I think of is they love to take pictures, right? So I put in Fukushima into Flickr. As you can see, I've put in a taken after date, taken after 3/10/2011, which was a day before this allegedly happened. And don't you know it? There's not a single picture from a real person of this catastrophic event in the epicenter of Japan. If you look to the left, as of right now, there's something from Atomcraft. And if you click on that, actually there are two from, there's many from Atomcraft. This is from a protest that happened in Fukushima. Now that just reminded me of something. I'm going to click on one of those pictures. Let's see here. Isn't that interesting? They're protesting in Fukushima when the earth has opened way and people can't even sleep in the warmth of their house. People have time to protest when that happens, eh? That's very interesting. I'd like to read what that looks like German. I'm going to go to translate.google. Translate.google, put in that, see what that says. Oh, here we go. On the day of the nuclear disaster of Fukushima, Japan, 500 Wendland protested on the grounds of the planned disposal facility in Gorleben. The demonstrators were supported by 30 tractors. The nuclear power opponents overcame barrier fences and temporarily occupied land and buildings. So let me see if I understand this. The place is on fire, chaos. This is so ridiculous, I can't even say it. And they're protesting? Are you kidding me? And it, oh, give me a break. Does anyone see where I'm going with this? Hello, anyone on the chat? Guest 24 says, Fukushima was not the epicenter. The epicenter was over 100 miles away in the ocean. Well, then the map that I got from the UK online, Mail Online, I think it was, then they lied. So what I did, see, I agree with you. You just don't go with one town. What you do is you go with multiple towns. So let me show you all the towns that I looked on Flickr. There's one called Sendai. There's one Tokyo. There's one for Toyota City, where we're told they had to shut down the Toyota plant and the Honda plant because it was so bad. Nothing. Here's one in Kesanuma. Here's one in Okuma. Here's one in Naraha. Again, I'm posting these into the chat. Here's one in Hirono. These are all the major cities that we were told were devastated by the earthquake. Here's one in Futaba. And I can go on and on and on. I don't want to bore you. The bottom line is I've yet to see a single real picture. I haven't even seen a single real picture from an NGO, which is a non-governmental organization. And usually those are all fake too. In other words, someone forgot to put the PSYOP into Flickr. And you can do the same thing when you go to YouTube. Just put in these town names and look to see if there are any real videos. I tried a few. There are none. What's going on if that's the case? Why don't we see any real damage from real people? Just amazing. Now, here's the smoking gun for me of smoking guns. Here is raw video footage of the Japan tsunami. Guest 34 saying the Japanese earthquake is nothing but a national disaster preparedness drill, which Japan does nationally. That wouldn't surprise me, actually. So if we take a look at that raw video footage, this is hysterical. It's very good. It looks very real. But when you hit the play button, you'll notice a few things. I'm hitting the play button right now if you want to follow along. It is 6 minutes and 22 seconds. Now, first thing I notice is someone is on the ground watching as a tsunami is approaching him or her. Now, I'm not scared of much, but if I saw a tsunami coming to me, I wouldn't be on the ground. That's issue number one. Issue number two is, last time I checked, cars don't float in rising water. They sink. Cars weigh multiple tons. Also, if the cars are moving down the street, well, if they're in park, they can't move down the street. It's like a parking brake. They can't move down the street. If they're going sideways on the street with the aid of the water, the cars would skid and kind of hop and jump. Also, they're showing in the 1 minute mark here of people looking at this. I got to tell you something. If I don't get scared about much, if I saw a tsunami coming to me, I'd be screaming. I would be going apeshit. But not these guys. They're warriors. Also, if you notice, you'll see that the cars, this is where the content aware comes in. That's why I showed you the Lego video. They don't hit anything. They avoid. They see a building and they immediately turn away from the building. Now, some of you are going to say, well, that's the way the tides work, blah, blah, blah. No. If you've got a box truck, which I'm watching right now, going full steam ahead, it's not going to turn on the dime, which it just did right there at the 1 minute 40 second mark, and turn away from the building. That's impossible. With content aware, there are glitches in content aware. For example, if it sees a white line in the road, it's going to think that it's a step. And what you'll notice is these weird, kind of like the water flings off of those steps, even though it's just a line on the road. That's another little glitch with content aware. Just amazing. But the best part comes in towards like the 6 minute mark, I think it is. Also, buildings, you'll see buildings floating. That's where the 6 minute mark comes in. When a build, this is so funny to watch. It's really comical. Is anyone seeing the comedy in this? Does anyone disagree with me, by the way? It's okay to disagree with me. It would be great if you called in to talk about it. If you do want to call in, by the way, the number is at the bottom of the interactive chat screen, or I'll just give it to you right now. That phone number is 724-444-7444. Once again, it's 724-444-7444. By the way, my family's home. So let's see if they listen in. Next, you're going to be asked for a call ID. That call ID is always 17245. You want to follow that by the pound sign. Once again, that's 17245 followed by the pound sign. Finally, you want to put in your PIN number. Each person's PIN number is typically your phone number. And when you put that in, that lets me know that you're on the call. But it doesn't let me know if you want to talk. Some people like to call in because they get better reception. Ahe is saying, wow, that truck went by, looked very fake. Well, because it's all fake. Vehicles don't float in water. They sink. In fact, I've got a by the way, if you do want to talk once you're on, hit star 8 on your telephone keypad or click the request to chat button or talk. I think there's a request to talk. I have a picture of a BMW, video of a BMW, somewhere in my notes, what it looks like when it's pulled from the water. I can't find it. Let's see. But it sinks. The bottom line is cars sink. Buildings don't float. That is just ridiculous to me. I've built buildings too. I've done everything. Everyone thinks, oh, you do everything. I've got my hands in everything. And I've helped an old roommate of mine build a house. And you know how rafters and beams and walls work. I mean, as soon as a building comes off the foundation, it's going to fold down. There's no way it's going to float. That is ridiculous. unless the foundation goes with it. And if the foundation goes with it, it's too heavy. It's not going to float if people think this is real. And it's hard not to blame them. It looks very real unless you look at it critically. Let's see, is that video over? Oh, here we're getting towards the good part, the 5-minute mark. What you're going to see in this is you're going to see this huge building float across the screen and not and perfectly go between other buildings. That's how you know it's content aware at its best. It's content aware because that's what it does, is it fits right through. In fact, it's coming up right now, I think, at the we're at the 5. No, it's the 6-minute mark, I think it is. Here we go. It's coming up right now. Well, I'm glad to see that people are seeing what I'm seeing. I thought for sure a bunch of people would say, no, 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 that's not fake. That's real. And by the way, this is shown on the news. Here we go. At the 5-minute and 52-minute mark, this entire huge building with a red metal roof floats, narrowly misses the building behind it, and cruises down the street. It's like a parade. I'm expecting to see the homecoming queen on top. Isn't that funny? Absolutely amazing. And there it is. So what do you guys think? All right, so you want more evidence? Here we go. Take a look at this. This is from the – where is this from? Let me check it before I post it here. Ah, yes. I think the Simon Shack forum, this is from Simon Shack. Simon Shack puts out some good information. Take a look at that. Once again, the cars are clean. Isn't that amazing? In a tsunami, a car is on top of another car and it's clean. They have some really good car wash water there in Japan. But take a look at the shadows. Take a look at the shadows from the couple at the bottom left-hand side of the picture. The sun is obviously pointing from left to right, but then look at the shadows of the car standing on top of the other car. It's going from right to left. If you look underneath the car, it's under that, and there's no shadow in the front of the hood. There should be a shadow on the beach. If you look at the white car at the top, there should be a shadow portraying on the beach. Because you can see the long shadows from the people, so there should be shadows that protrude on that too. But hey, why let the facts get in the way of a good story? The link says 404 not found. Are you talking about the one I just posted? What you want to do is get rid of the people shadows. Go here. I'll just post the link without that part. Because this is a very important graphic to take a look at. And again, this was in Yahoo. So this is, you know, mainstream news. This isn't some flunky, you know, two-bit newspaper this was in. So there it is. I just posted the link again. Take a look at that. By the way, it looks like Susan is here. Susan, it'd be great if you called in. I know Susan was very flabbergasted by me saying that this is all fake. Does everyone else have any comments on that picture? Hey, just brought up a great point. Can't see any license plates completely. I was just going to bring that point up. That is correct. What does that tell you? Take a look at this one. I call it the Titanic in Japan. And by the way, these are just a few of the literally hundreds of pictures out there that I could bore you with. Now take a look at that. Once again, the shadows are all wrong in the picture. If you look at the houseboat, the Titanic boat that's on top of a building, yeah, right. And the shadows goes towards the left, but then if you look at the house with the metal roof towards the bottom right-hand side, there's no shadow that goes to the left. Shadow actually looks like it's going in a different direction. And once again, if you run it through EXIF data, so I click on EXIF bookmarklet, it is Adobe Photoshop CS5 for the Macintosh. Now, again, it doesn't necessarily mean that they manipulated the photograph in a nefarious way, but it tells us that they used Photoshop to do something to this picture. So as soon as I see that, even if it's a real picture, it's immediately suspicious. And what you'll find is that all these pictures do that. Guest 31 says, can you explain the shadows again? Sure. I would take the one, the second to last picture I just posted, because it's a really good example, the one at the beach. So let me go back to that. If you take a look at the woman and the man, the woman looks like she's wearing a blue jacket and she's holding a white purse. If you look at her feet and you look at the shadows, by the way, this is like reverse forensics, internet forensics 101. First thing that we look at when we look for fakery is the shadows, because the sun doesn't lie. And typically when they're outside, there's only one source of light. The most powerful source is the sun. So as you can see, the sun is it's a long shadow, which means that the sun is probably, you know, setting or rising. If it was a short shadow, it would be more at the top, you know, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And it's a very long shadow that goes from left to right. But if you look at the cars, the two white cars, the one that's standing on top of the other white car, which doesn't have a speck of dirt on it, by the way, and there's never, you can never see, they always block out the license plate numbers. You'll see that there's really no shadow going on the beach going from left to right. The shadow goes down underneath the car itself. That shadow isn't right. It shouldn't be that way. Also, there's another shadow. There's another car. It looks like a station wagon, a white one up there. And again, it should be a very long shadow, because the long shadow over the people would tell us that the sun's in a very low position. But again, if you take away all the shadows, the fact that the cars are always clean is just ridiculous. It's a tsunami. Guest 39 says, what is the first thing I think about, Marcus? You mean when it comes to pictures or sex? Because I think about sex all the time, let's be honest. Guest 8 says, the house is floating, and then there's a link. Let me take a look at that. Oh, when I think about Japan, what's the first thing I think about when I think about Japan? I still don't understand the question. I mean, I think about a beautiful city and all of the computer laptops are made by one company in Japan, and that includes Apple. There we go. Here's a picture that was posted by Guest 8. The house is floating right in the middle of water. That's impossible. Do I really need to explain why that can't be? I mean, does anyone need to know why that's impossible? Is that Atlantis? Yeah, it's Atlantis. Breaking news on CNN. Japan radiation extremely high. Ooh, I'm concerned. Woo! Y'all scared? Ahei says, is there much video of plane or helicopter shots showing these still pics images in motion? I don't know. My wife is asking me about that. She's like, so have you looked into it? I'm like, you know, I really haven't spent too much time looking into this. As soon as I saw the tsunami video and, you know, buildings floating and not hitting other buildings, not crashing into each other, no dirt, not a single license plate that you could see in there, people staring like it's no big deal when they show pictures, and on and on and on. It's like, you know, I got business to do. I'm making money and, you know, I want to spend time with my family and all that kind of stuff. All right, I still have more evidence. Let's see what I got here. All right, so we talked about the no dirt floating, not crumbling. So the bottom line is that, you know, a PSYOP requires what we call in the marketing business engineered paradigms. So, for example, if we saw pictures and videos of cars and buildings sinking, like you should, it's not scary enough. You need to literally have them float, because people will imagine their house doing the same thing and their house going away. Where if a house just merely goes underwater, you can, you know, once the water recedes, you can fix the house or you can fix the car, although you don't want to be in a car that's been underwater, I can tell you that right now. But at least you would have a car. It just wouldn't be a very good car. Now, here's what actually started me looking into this really deep, actually, now that I think of it. And I'm surprised Chris isn't here. That's why I was checking email. I hope everything's okay with Chris. Let's see if Chris is on the line here. Nope, not seeing Chris. Anyway, Chris made a phone call. Here is the phone call. And what he did is he has Skype. I'm seeing what Aaron from California is saying. He has Skype. And he's like, you know what, I'm not going to listen to the corporate and alternative news because they're lying to me all the time. I can't trust it. What I'm going to do is I'm actually going to call people in Japan for myself and see what they say. So he opened up the Skype directory, and apparently you can do some filtering. You can say, find me people in this certain town, English speaking, online, et cetera, et cetera. And after about 40 attempts, he finally got through to a person, and he asked very simple questions to this person. You know, did you feel it? Was there any damage, et cetera, et cetera? And you can hear the guy. It's a very faint in the beginning call. I mean, the guy's like wondering who's calling him, so he's real soft. But as it goes on, it gets louder and louder, and you can pick up what he's saying. And he's English speaking because he's from the States, and he moved there like 6 years ago. And he basically said there's not a single, not even a surfacey, problem with glass. He said there's not a single glass broken, and he's in, quote unquote, the epicenter of what happened in Japan with all the chaos. It's a must listen to audio. And I knew as soon as I heard that it was game over for this. What else do I have in my notes here? Cars floating in Sendai. Sendai, I think, is where this guy was from. Let me take a look here. Oh, this is great. Take a look at this. This is great. Tell me this is real. Take a look at that picture. For those who are blind, literally and figuratively, once again, we have we have what looks to be a ton of water, a bunch of wood scraps strewn into the scene, with airplanes in pristine condition, cars totally clean, of course, no license plates. It almost looks like someone took a bunch of model cars and threw them into a little pond and took a picture of toy models, toy airplanes. This is just fantastic. I'm looking at the, you know what? I didn't notice this before. I'm zooming in on the airplane serial numbers. I forget what they call those. We have JA-3743, JA-3740-something. Do you see that? They're all about the same number. JA-3718, JA-3732. If you know anything about flying, usually that number is way different, even at the same airport. So that's ridiculous. Anyone see that? Just amazing. So there it is. There's my case for why something is amiss in Japan. Now, again, does this mean that the earthquake never happened? No, but I wasn't there to know. So I don't know. Does it mean a tsunami happened? No, it may not. I wasn't there personally to know. And again, I cannot trust the media because they lie all the time, as has been demonstrated over the last, hour and 9 minutes. So the next question you're probably asking yourself is why? Why would they do this? Why would they do this? And my answer is always the same. It's been the same for the last 2.5, 3 years, which is I don't know exactly why when it first happened, but I'm starting to get a picture of why, because here's the formula. Stay calm. Don't panic. Wait for propaganda. So what I do is I go to Drudge Report. I'm going to post a link to that. That's http://www.drudgereport.com, www.drudgereport.com, right? I think Aaron from California, as the username Ahe, is connecting the dots here. I hope everyone else is. If you're not connecting the dots and would like more explanation, I'd be happy to do it, especially if you call in. So if you go to drudgereport.com, it gives you all the propaganda in a line-by-line form. All you have to do is go to the right-hand side, about 80% down. There's that snow picture, by the way. It's not snowing there, at least according to the Weather Underground. You get all the scaremongering, all the breads and circuses, the world's most expensive dog, $1.5 million. Ooh, NASA to shoot lasers at space junk around Earth to prevent collisions with satellites. Woo! Daily Telegraph, just 48 hours to avoid another Chernobyl. Chernobyl, by the way, which you can take a tour of Chernobyl. They've been doing that for years. So much for that being dangerous, nukes. Nuclear reactors. We're told that if there's a nuclear reactor issue, that the place would be inhabitable for, what, a half billion years? And 20-something years later, they're giving tours of Chernobyl. Same thing with Nagasaki and Hiroshima. I understand Hiroshima is beautiful. Yet the half-life where no one can live there because the radiation's so high for a half billion years, and less than 70 years later, it's beautiful, and foliage and plants and inhabited by humans, give me a break. We can do a whole broadcast on the scaremongering behind nuclear reactors. By the way, I live near what was officially the worst nuclear disaster in American history, Three Mile Island. I live literally less than an hour away from that. And I was really scared when I moved here. I was like, oh, my God, I live near Three Mile Island. Now it's scaremongering. It's nothing. Nuclear reactors, I understand, is water. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't know. So anyway, if you go down about 80% on the right-hand side of Drudge, you can click on the recent Drudge headlines and get a line-by-line listing of all the propaganda. By time and date stamp. And you can just look for anything that says Japan or any, you know, link to it and see what the propaganda is. And the one thing that caught my eye was that Drudge says that what's happening in Japan has closed down. I'll read it word for word. Let's see. We'll close down Toyota's manufacturing plant. Now you're thinking, well, of course they're going to close that down because no one can get to the plant. But no, and we've talked about this many a time before in these fireside chats, it has to do with Agenda 21. Now, I never believed Agenda 21 was anything but scaremongering, and I'm really changing my mind about that. And Agenda 21 basically is the United Nations doing whatever it can to get people off the land and into overcrowded cities, because when everyone's in an overcrowded city, you can control them better. So what happens if Toyota shuts down? Well, they can't make cars. So what happens to the price of cars? Well, it goes up. And, of course, when they drive people off the land into the city, the lucky people with lucky genes, or those who are Freemasons, get to stay on the land. They'll just pay a lot more money. So they'll be able to afford the higher-priced Toyota, no problem, but people like us can't. So we'll have to move to the city. Oh, my son's crying. Let me shut the door. So what other agenda points have coming up? Well, of course, much like Katrina, we're told that residents are being displaced because they don't have homes, they don't have cars, they don't have heat to withstand the snow that's not snowing. Well, that's part of Agenda 21, too, because that forces people into, again, the overcrowded cities. See how it works? This is what it's all about. So that's my formula. Stay calm, don't panic, wait for propaganda and connect the dots. So, what is my recommendation for what you should do? Well, it's simple. I tune out all the media. That's what I do. That includes TV, even NPR. You know, if you think NPR is real, you're quite naive. I'm not saying you're stupid. I'm saying you're naive because NPR is worse propaganda than Fox News. And Fox News is total propaganda. Even that local access cable show is total propaganda. I tune out the radio. I tune out newspapers. I tune out magazines. I even tune out my trade magazines. That's full of propaganda with this climate change crap, the recycling crap, carbon credit crap, all that kind of crap. We all think that we're aware and waking up, so we get funneled into the Alex Jones / Coast to Coast funnel. That's crap. Total nonsense. Then we realize that it's crap, and then we move on to shortwave radio. You have to realize that the shortwave was given to us by the military, so that can't be trusted. Believe me, if the military heard little old me, by the way, they don't cut me off here, except they do the annoying, as you can hear, the beeping and stuff in the background. You know, because what? We have, what, 50 people on the call right now? That's nothing. We're 34 guests, 44 guests. Looks like 44, 47, 52, maybe, you know, 10 people registered in. So we have 60-something people. That's nothing. But if I'm on shortwave, I can have the whole world listening to me. They won't have any of that. So don't listen to shortwave. So here's the bottom line. As I've said before, I've been at this game for a long time, and with each PSYOP, they all have the same signatures. So you can be your own little sleuth, your own little investigator, and not have to rely on someone like me to tell you that this is fake. You can do it on your own. Of course, it's the faked evidence. Typically, it's grainy images, except in this case. This is the first time they must have perfected this technology because this is the first time that they're using higher resolution graphics like that tsunami video that I showed you. They've never done that before. When they showed the tsunami in Indonesia, it was very low resolution. When they showed 9/11, the great magic trick called 9/11, it was in very low resolution. So now they're upping up the technology, so be on the lookout for that. Also part of the PSYOP, massive reporting throughout the world. That's very, very important. Everyone has to get the same dose of propaganda, whether you're in Japan, China, or Chicago. Doesn't matter. Nonstop repetition, once again, that's called psychic driving. They're going to show the same cow with mad cow disease tipping over time after time after time. They're going to show the same iron lung, you know, saying that you got to take the polio shot time after time after time. And you would think with all the widespread damage that there would be hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of different videos and snapshots of what's going on, and you don't see that. And the reason you don't see that is because they don't need to do it. Because all they have to do is put a couple images up on the boob tube and in the newspaper, and people will believe it. And, of course, this leads into the Hegelian dialectic. In simple speak, that's problem, agitation, solution. The people with the solution give us the problem and the reaction. So, for example, problem, ooh, a tsunami hit after an earthquake. Reaction, somebody please help us and do something about this. And solution, we're the government, we're here to save you. Just come into our various Red Cross camps, etc., and we'll take care of you. Problem, agitation, solution. Of course, what you want to do is you want to look for the revelation of the agenda. And again, That is, stay calm, don't panic, wait for propaganda. And then you'll see exactly what the agenda is, if you can connect the dots. Also in the PSYOP is a total blackout and censorship of real eyewitnesses. Everything from 9/11 to JFK to this. You'll never see real eyewitnesses telling you the truth. You'll always see actors. There was a guy who was in three different disguises on 9/11. His name is Gary Welts. Look into that. YouTube that one. He admits it. He's an actor. And he was on green screen seemingly like he was in Washington on the same day he was in New York. That's how simple it is. You don't need a bunch of people to pull this off. Of course, this involves the Delphi technique. As I said before, the Delphi technique is all about consensus building, getting the idea that you're the lone kook and nutball who dares to ask this. I love it when I post at Godlike Productions. It's the only forum that I go to and post this stuff because you get a lot of traffic from there, and because it doesn't require registration, because every time I go to register, I get banned. So I just post there, and then I get banned, and then I come under a different IP address, and then I keep posting. So what you'll find is when you talk about this stuff, people there will say, how dare you question this? That's part of the Delphi technique. Or you're disrespecting the dead by talking about this. Well, but no one died. Or there's nothing to see here, just move on. It's all part of the Delphi technique. So the bottom line is it's your choice to say no to these PSYOPs. And my recommendation is that you do it quietly at first. I know the person who I sleep with, who won't allow me to use her name, won't talk about this at school. Kind of don't blame her. She doesn't want to be tagged as a nut or a kook. But once the tipping point is reached, and I do believe that's coming soon, I think we're a couple of years away from people, that tipping point being reached, where 15% of the population is starving for the answers. And that's what you're going to find. You're going to find people starving for the answers, and that will be your sign to open up and talk about this stuff. The bottom line is this is good news. And I know you're going to go through a range of emotions. You can't believe that what you've been told is a whopper of a lie, and that life isn't all about mass deaths and mass graves and chaos and the world coming to an end. In fact, it's quite the opposite. Instead of feeling bad and stressed, just turn off all aspects of the media and enjoy life. Smell the roses. Visit Longwood Gardens if you're here in Pennsylvania. That's what I do. Take that day trip you never had the time for. Stop watching the television. Stop reading Oprah magazine. If you do all that, you're going to be rich if you own a business, because you'll get stuff done and you won't be distracted, and you'll just plain old enjoy life. It's amazing what happens when you eliminate the stress from your life. And that's all I have to say. An hour and 23 minutes into it. Guest 31, Longwood Garden rules. Yes, it is ruled by the DuPont family, who stole money from the plebes, the profane, the people at the bottom, by taking away hemp and forcing us to buy plastic. Aaron's saying, wow, listening to anybody? Marcus is talking crazy. Yeah, that's me. Some dumb comedian by the name of Gilbert Gottfried is perpetuating this crap by saying negative things about Japan. Does anyone remember Jimmy the Greek? Jimmy the Greek said that black football players were engineered to be better athletes than whites, and he was fired the next day. This is the ultimate in divide and conquer. It's a fantastic strategy. So while everyone's talking about how Gilbert Gottfried said stuff like this and got fired from Aflac, they continue with their agenda, and no one's paying attention. Marcus is insane. Marcus is the only one who knows the tsunami is fake, LOL. If what he's saying is true, it would leak out. Marcus is insane. He will be hung, I predict, when the shit hits the fan. Cool. I hope they hang me by the right parts. Marcus is a Jew who claims the Jesuits are at the top controllers. Never said that. That is totally inaccurate information. Marcus is a gatekeeper. Disagree. Anyone going to call in? Are we going to call us an early night? Phones are wide open. Great insight once again, Marcus. My pleasure, Sean. Just a reminder, these guests have no idea what a lot of us here get and agree on. That is correct. No one's going to call in? This is sad how deceptive the media is. Well, I don't think it's sad at all. I think it's a relief, quite frankly, because, and I've said this many times before, it validates why I've been such a failure all my life. And yes, guess 34, whoever, I'm sorry, guess 24, you can use this against me. Yes, I have been a failure all my life. I could never make money for myself as this brilliant entrepreneur, horrible family guy, antisocial, never made friends, bad at sports, all that kind of stuff. And when you look into this stuff and you see that there's an agenda against every aspect of your life, that you are set up to fail, and the only people who don't fail are those who are authorized to succeed, to give us the impression that anyone can do it. Anyone can make money in your underwear from at home. Anyone can be president as long as you're age 35, and nothing can be further from the truth. The only presidents that were not related to each other were Buchanan, who is from Lancaster, by the way, down the road. All the other presidents are closely or semi-closely related to each other, related to the Queen of France. This idea that anyone can be anything they want to be is a whopper of a lie. Kiss 31, Marcus, you are doing a great service to humanity. The search for truth is our most noble pursuit. Well, I appreciate that. Marcus is a failure in this corrupt system because he is an honest man. True, probably, yeah. You mentioned earlier that Alex Jones is a Freemason. I often wondered if Freeman is as well. Freeman is absolutely a Freemason. He got into the – in fact, I was down the street on my little trip in Alexandria, Old Town, Virginia, from the big Masonic temple there. And he admitted being able to go into that temple because his dad was a Freemason. I'd almost bet everything I own that Freeman is a Freemason. Freeman wears a Masonic ring. There you go. Guess 34, but Marcus, the average person would never catch on to all this regardless how scientific factual it may be. Well, quite frankly, guess 34, I don't care. If people don't want to know what's going on, that's their choice. Some people love the life that they have as a slave under total servitude. And I used to get mad about that, but I don't anymore because that's their problem. It's not my problem. If they choose to keep their eyes shut, there's nothing that I should do to stop that. You can fool most of the people most of the time, but you cannot fool all the people all the time. It's a good quote. I got to go now. Mommy's calling. Say hi to Mommy. Freeman has Mason filling in for him right now on his Oracle show. Anyone who is on Oracle cannot be real. Impossible. Isn't it amazing I've been doing this for as long as I have? I've never once been invited to be on as I was actually challenged to come on some of those shows, but I've never been invited back. And I think I talk pretty, you know, I just keep it real. I just stick to the facts. CIA Oracle, yep. All right, it's 9:36 on Wednesday. Today is March 16th, 2011. unless there are some questions that come in or people call in, I'm going to call it a night. Once again, if you want to hear a replay of this audio, and it's a lot of information, took me 2.5 hours to write all this stuff down in my little notes and spew it out. I know it's a lot of information to suck in the first time. If you want to hear it again, you want to go to bit.ly/truthchat, or you can go to truthin7minutes.com/chat and hear the audio. No problem, Mike, about calling in. If you want to see a transcript of the chats that are happening as we speak, including the links that I've posted, you want to go to www.fetch123.com/talkshoe. When there, you want to put in call ID, which is 17245, and then you want to look for Japan 2011 PSYOP. Everyone's saying it's not the best night to call in. That's okay. I'm going to do something for the first time that I've never done. Although he's not here, I hope everything's okay. I'm going to endorse another talk show host, and that is Chris Kendall from Oklahoma. And if Chris goes rogue on me, I will then renounce my my endorsement of that. But until then, here is his link. Whenever he does one, I rush to go join him on the talk. And there's the link to that. Once again, if you want to be alerted about these chats that I do, these major chats that I do, this one I consider a major one, you want to go to www.truthin7minutes.com. That's truthin7minutes.com. When you're there, well, I feel like I'm talking at the monorail at Disney World. Welcome to the Magic Kingdom. When you're there, you want to put in your email address, put in your real email address. I'm the only one who sees it. And when I do one of these major broadcasts, talkcasts, fireside chats, whatever you want to call them, you will be the first to know about it. If you would like to get alerted by TalkShoe, you can go follow me at, once again, truthin7minutes.com/chat or bit.ly/truthchat. I will wait another minute or so for either calls or for questions. Comment on the United We Strike movement. I'm not sure what that is. Oh, John King is calling in. Great. Okay. Hey, John, are you there?
Hey, Marcus, I just think you're doing just a great job tonight. I'm really happy with what you've taught us about doing this kind of forensic work with photographs.
Great.
And I'm going to start using the same Access Reader to start checking out some of these Holocaust photos that we've been seeing all our lives.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, just amazing. And by the way, again, it doesn't just because it's Photoshop doesn't mean it's a fake. It's just a
right.
It's a good indication that there's something to take a look at.
It's been modified in some fashion from the original exposure.
Right, because if you take a picture from, especially back then, actually there'll be no EXIF data.
Right.
But
these people are talking about the thing in Wisconsin, and I wanted to make a comment on this.
Sure.
These people in Wisconsin are the opposite of the protesters in the Middle East, like in Libya or Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
In those countries, people are literally standing up for their lives for freedom, freedom from dictatorship, freedom to choose their own leaders. Where in Wisconsin, we have a bunch of basically brats, a bunch of spoiled brats who just want to have their income, which is guaranteed by the state, not touched. They want free medical from the time they become an employee to the time they die, and they don't want to pay any of it. It's all about being a brat. It has nothing to do with trying to improve humanity. The people in the Middle East are trying to improve humanity. That's the difference. Wisconsin, they're selfish brats.
Mm-hmm. I can't comment on that because my wife is one of those, because she's a teacher. And
oh, that's right.
And she's actually, she just is mom, which is, I can understand it, but I also get disappointed with that. You know, just,
you know. Well, you know, we're talking about, I've heard in Wisconsin, teachers making $100,000 a year mm-hmm. just being teachers. I mean, that's just utterly ridiculous. And
well, we
saying
actually,
that saying...
Go ahead.
Saying that they can't—they have collective bargaining rights, and you can't touch them. That's utterly ridiculous. They're no—these teachers are no better than auto mechanics or people that till the soil or clean your house. They think they're better than everybody else, and they're not.
Oh, it gets—I mean, this would be exculpatory against my wife. They get every holiday you can imagine off. They get weekends off. They don't work overtime,
and
they
get the damn summer off too.
And they get summers off, right?
Yeah, and then they want the best pay, and they don't want to pay a cent for their medical expenses. And I'd say just cut them off. Fire them. They're just selfish
yeah.
compared to the people in the Middle East who are just – they're fighting just for food, fighting for freedom.
Right.
And it's amazing. I mean, it's great that people can come out of their comfort zone and give up their TV for a few hours and go out on the streets. But these people are just doing it for the wrong reason.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm just reading what they're saying in the comments at the same time. I will have to say that while some people in the Middle East are seemingly fighting for their lives, they've been duped. I don't know if you've heard me talk about this.
Yes, they have been duped.
If you look into the International Crisis Group, that's who is in charge of all of these seemingly protests. They all happen in squares, which is quite Masonic.
Right.
And
yep.
if you look at... What do you remember what started these protests? What event started these protests?
Well, it wasn't freedom, because these people have lived in places that are very corrupt and very unfree. Like, they've had 30 years of martial law in Egypt. So they weren't protesting about freedom. They were protesting, I think, because because they were running out of food, and the prices of cereals and the grains have doubled in the past year, and they're going hungry. But I understand that the catalyst was some man who set himself on fire and burnt up.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I heard the catalyst was WikiLeaks in Tunisia.
Okay. Well,
so that's what. Remember when I said stay calm and follow the propaganda? That's the reason why we have WikiLeaks. Was that's what sparked the riots or the protest in Tunisia, and then it spread into the other African countries.
And WikiLeaks is, they're terrible, because they're not releasing any information about Israel. There's no information about the Holocaust. There's no information about the Kennedy assassination or the fake moon landings.
Mm-hmm.
It's all just a bunch of it's stuff that's on the level of tabloids, like you'd see at the supermarket checkout.
Yeah.
It's kiddie stuff, nothing of any depth or substance.
Bread and circuses, yep.
It's bread and circus, nothing intellectual for people with brains, I'll put it that way.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Well, I'm going to hang up now, but I want to thank you.
Sure, John.
I'm
starting to lose it myself. That was an exhausting hour-plus diatribe
yeah.
I went on. So I appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, and it's as always, it's a pleasure to work with you, because you are if there's some kind of reward you get in heaven for good works, you've definitely won a big one so far.
Oh, I better get that, because my wife tells me I'm going straight to hell. So I hope that's true.
I think that what you're doing is such a service to humanity, and you did mention, I heard you mention, that we're on the cusp of change in this world. You know, you said maybe 15% of us are desiring of the truth right now, and everywhere I go, I see that change is coming, because I'm pretty well off, but my mother-in-law isn't, and I took her to a food bank this afternoon, and there were like lots of people in line to get a free basket of food. And I was talking to people outside there about what they thought about the country going down the drain, as I call it. And they all agreed it was going down the drain. And the level of depravity out there is just increasing. And I can just see the change happening right in front of me, pretty much. Things are just passing so fast. I think we are on the cusp of change, of the system collapsing. You know, like you said, give it a few more years for sure, but it's collapsing.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you agree?
I think it's collapsing on purpose, yeah.
Why would you say that? I mean, who wants to collapse and lose their power?
Well, because they want to give you the impression they're losing power. It's kind of like like Ron Paul has been given to us so that we think we're going to get rid of the Fed. Well, my father always said, don't wish for something because you might get it.
Right. Well, it's never going to happen. It's never going to happen. Those with power will never give it up willingly. They never have in history.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They'll make it seem like they're giving it up, so they'll get rid of the Federal Reserve, and then they'll just replace it with a more expensive tax.
Yeah, more something different, obviously. Yes,
well, the VAT
exactly.
tax, I mean, it's already here. We've got the VAT tax in Europe, and we've got the VAT tax in Canada, and we're the next to get the VAT tax. So,
right, and it's kind of like if you don't like George Bush, we'll send along this guy. He's a little darker skinned, but
right.
he's pretty cool. But he's the same thing. He's the same thing, it's just a different face.
That's right. So that's what I'm saying. I think it's an engine, what we call an engine-eyed paradigm in the marketing business. It's you think it's this, and this is happening, and it's collapsing, and we all cheer. And you know, Ron Paul and Aaron Russo, thank God for Aaron Russo. But then you get something that's even worse than what you had before.
The
Fed Reserve isn't working because there's a large underground of people, me included, who do not pay income taxes. And when you have more and more people not paying income taxes, you can get rid of that system, bring in a new system, the VAT tax, which is a retail tax, basically,
right.
a flat tax, so that everyone has – now everyone is back into the system again.
Yes, it's a fair tax, so that the poor people that are barely making it by, they'll pay a 24% tax and be even poorer, while the rich won't even affect them at all.
It's right, because the rich – you know, if you're making $500,000 and you're filling up your gas tank and you have to pay 25% on – a dollar, that's a quarter.
But whoop-de-doo. You know, you can
whoop-de-doo to them,
anyway.
Right. But to the poor person, that's a
yeah.
lot of money.
Mm-hmm. It's going to break them. And I run into these people at tea parties and say they want a fair tax like that. And I said, you really want to tax somebody at 25% who's got two children and they make $10,000 a year? You want them to pay 25%?
See,
these are people like from the middle class and upper middle class. They're saying we need a fair tax.
But here's what they're doing: they're just literally getting their talking points from whether they're Republican or Libertarian
right.
or Democrat. We shouldn't have any tax. We shouldn't have money. I mean, I can really go deep with you.
We should be able to fund this country as it once was by excise taxes and custom goods.
No, I'm saying let's get even more primitive than that. You know, we have birds.
Okay.
We have birds on our deck. And when I feed those birds, I don't ask them to give me money.
Yeah, that's true. There's no reason that the government just can't make its own money and just loan it to people at low interest to build their houses or whatever.
They don't need. There's no reason for interest. If the government
right. exactly.
printed the money, then there would be no need for interest.
Yeah, you know, there was once a country, by the way, that would give a. Many, many years ago, would give a married couple, a loan of about $25,000, and for every child they had, they would reduce it by one quarter until it got down to zero at the fourth child.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what country that was?
Let me guess. Is this a real question?
Yeah, it's a real question.
China.
Third Reich.
Oh, Germany.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to have these Holocaust stories so we can't seriously discuss this matter.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm.
The Holocaust serves many purposes.
Oh, yeah, and you're talking to a, you know, born Jew. And
yeah,
I mean, believe me, I've lost my whole family because of talking about it.
I know. I remember a few weeks ago you said, they're telling my son these damn Holocaust lies in school.
Oh, yeah, that's they are.
Yeah, so...
I pissed off my entire family one fell swoop with an email. Did you hear about that?
No, I hadn't heard you elaborate on that.
Oh, yeah. My father, my aunt, of course, on the anniversary, we're all supposed to never forget about the Holocaust.
Oh,
she sent
yeah.
one of these broadcast, you know, messages to everyone, and that included my dad. And my dad re-forwarded it on to me. So I had like 35 people in my family who I hit reply all to, and I said, all I said was, Dad, I'm a little bit skeptical about what we've been told about the Holocaust. Take a look at this movie by Richard Cole. I'm assuming you
yeah.
know who that is, right?
Oh, David Cole, you mean. Yeah,
David Cole, I'm sorry. Yep. I'm thinking
the
of
Jewish
a customer.
The Jewish guy who goes
yep.
to Auschwitz. Yeah, I love that.
And my entire family has not talked to me since.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, man, I understand your situation here, but I only have my parents for her to show it to.
Mm-hmm.
But they're brain numb, they're mind dead from watching TV for 50-some years.
Yeah. Yep.
And they want to die that way. They want to die believing there was a Holocaust. It's like a part of their faith. It's replaced Jesus and the rest of those guys.
But that's okay. I mean, if that's the way they want to live their life, I mean, I've changed on this. I mean, if that's the way they want to live their lives, then that's their prerogative. There's nothing really that you can do about it. Is
right.
There?
It's no different than some crazy religious view that Jesus was born of a virgin birth, you know, like a tight squeeze that was, and walked on water.
See, I know nothing about that because I'm not religious at all. So when people talk about that, my eyes gloss over.
Well, I've walked on water too, but it was on a frozen pond.
I see. I get it.
But I always get a laugh out of the virgin birth because I figure that must have been a really tight squeeze.
Right. I get it now. Yep.
So that's all this propaganda serves certain purposes to restrict our the way we view the world and how we can solve problems. It's like, we can't give money out free to the populace and let them, you know, build a house and pay it and have it all forgiven with four children because the Nazis did that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the real reason is it's simple. It's control. You have to control people.
Exactly. It's all about control. Whether it's religion, politics, education, they're all just different methods of social control.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do think there is an awakening for truth going on in this world. I see signs of it, but I don't really trust everything I hear. Like David Wilcock, for example.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Total fraud.
Total fraud.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, he puts on a good fraud then because, I've watched many of his presentations. I've read David Icke.
I've been on the phone with David Wilcock.
Have you really?
Yeah.
How far did you make it?
He hung up on me.
Oh, boy. Well, I can understand why.
Well, I mean, I was talking about, he was glowing about Obama, and I started going into how he's a Mason and this and that, and he hung up on me.
Yeah, he was, when Obama first came out, he had on his website kind of like that Obama was like a new savior, that he was really, despite the what he was doing in public, that really he had a good soul, kind of like, you know, Darth Vader, who's really Anakin Skywalker, mm-hmm. has the mask on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that kind of deal, but I think David Wilcock has given up on that because I haven't seen any reference to Obama in any of his essays in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But he's big into the 2012, you know, and I don't really see that happening.
Oh, by the way, just so you know, you might want to mark your calendar, everyone listening to this. I'm having another fireside chat on December 22nd, 2012. December 22nd, 2012. And you're laughing because I think you know, because the day we're supposed to all get wiped out is on December 21st, 2012,
right?
So much like today, which is the day after we're all supposed to get wiped out, I will have another one of these fireside chats. So mark your calendar, December 22nd, 2012.
Yeah, a chat for all of the 2012 survivors.
Right, for survivors, right. Exactly.
Kind of like Holocaust survivors.
We are Holocaust survivors of the new age.
Yeah, exactly. It is a Holocaust because with what's supposed to be coming, solar flares, they're going to fry us crisp.
Yeah, that's all scaremongering.
Yep, exactly. And the serious scientists show that a solar flare couldn't even do what they say.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. It's just the ultimate in scaremongering. But you know, but Marcus, nevertheless, we have to realize that the country is going downhill. And I mean, the people I talked to today are real. And I've talked to lots of people about what they thought about the economy and the jobs and the country and so forth. And they're just going down the drain. Literally, the lower middle class and the middle class and the working class, they're just going down the drain. There's no jobs. They're going to Mexico. They're going to Pakistan and India and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And this is facts we have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that everything is planned. These jobs are being sent there because it's a part of a plan, sent into Mexico to wherever else, to Pakistan. It's all part of a plan.
Sure.
And the plan is to turn us into paupers, I guess. Is that the right word?
I think it is. I think the rich get richer and the poor get poorer, but it's been that way throughout history. I don't think really any different than what it was 70 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. There has been an increase in the distance between the rich and the poor, but it's been speeding up.
I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to have all of us, the little peons, we're going to be working at the plantation of Massa Rothschild.
Maybe. Mm-hmm.
Because I have seen quotes from a book called Future Fast Forward by Matthias Chang. Where he talks about what the New World Order will be, and there's actually quotes by people involved in the New World Order saying it will be a global plantation.
Maybe. We'll have to see.
Well,
I know it seems that it's going that way, but again, if you look at the propaganda that was put out by Eddie Bernays in 1929,
right,
we got the same thing just 73 years later, 72 years later.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we go through this all the time. I mean, they purposely have crashes every 50 years.
They have crashes then on their war they're planning, World War III. And it's kind of like the Christians, the evangelicals, are kind of like rooting for this because it's supposed to be Armageddon. So if you're a Christian and a patriot, you want this war to come so Jesus can come back after he smells the holy fallout.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, it's important that everybody be for reconciliation and peace worldwide because we can't give these people what they want because the weapons are just too big to deal with anymore. Einstein is said to be quoted as saying that he didn't know what weapons World War III would be fought with, but he was certain that World War IV would be fought with sticks and stones.
Mm-hmm.
So that's food for thought there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to let you go so you can wrap the call up because you got 4 more minutes.
Actually, I got an hour and 3 minutes.
An hour and 3 minutes. Okay. Well, I'd be happy to discuss anything with you in that case. but I think we've kind of done pretty good on this debunking of the tsunami and the earthquake in Japan, because the best news is that you had a friend that you Skyped to contact a person over there, and that's the best way to deal with it.
Right. Not a friend. It's actually a complete stranger, and it wasn't
right.
me. It was Chris Kendall. But that was pretty much a slam dunk. I mean, when you call up a stranger and they say nothing's happening here, that was what...
It almost makes you want to go online to a phone directory for that city and find some English names.
Yeah, but why bother? I mean,
yeah.
If you make 40 attempts to contact someone, which is what Chris did, and I believe
right.
Chris, and you stumble upon someone, and I mean, go listen to the audio. It's 17 minutes. The guy says, "There's not a single window broken here." Now, I do think my gut tells me that there was some, you know, shaking of the earth.
Yeah, sure. I've been around an earthquake. I mean, maybe like a category of like 2 point something, and yeah, some glasses shook in the. In the cupboard, but that's about it.
Right, but this tsunami thing is just hard to fathom. It makes no sense.
It's impossible that with a quake that can only shake your glasses and your cupboard, that couldn't cause a tsunami. I mean, mm-hmm. even the experts tell you that it mm-hmm. requires a great earthquake for that to happen.
Right.
And the photos being faked, like the ones you showed where they're like spotless clean, like they were taking pictures of out of a catalog.
Yeah. I know.
They probably just took the pictures out of a brochure.
No, actually what they do is they have the SimCity type of software. It's, if you look into Machinica, I think it's called, they already have these libraries of cars and airplanes and structures. They just pull it. I mean, it's like if you use Adobe Photoshop, you can get these libraries that are included in the $800 package price, and you get all this clip art, and that's all they
right.
do. It's as simple as that.
Well, tell me, what do you know about voice recording and faking voices? Is that easy?
Oh, it's a piece of cake.
Because there is a lawyer, a pro First Amendment lawyer named Edgar J. Steele, who is a resident of the state of Idaho, who is on trial, going to be on trial by the federal government for allegedly conspiring to murder his wife and his mother-in-law, and they have these hazy FBI tapes. And this man was in love with his wife. He's been married 25 years. He likes his mother-in-law so much that he paid her mortgage off on her house.
Mm-hmm.
He has no insurance on anybody, and they're having to they know the tapes were faked. You know, they say that if they can get a few bars of your voice, like we're doing now, they can make you say anything.
That's correct.
What kind of software would they use for that?
Oh, I have software. I have software on my computer that was free that alters my voice.
And it could take parts of your voice. If you just talked a few bars and said a few things, we could have you saying, oh, yeah, let's go ahead and blow up this building and, you know, nuke D.C. or something like that.
Oh, yeah, on the Mac. On the Mac, they have something called GarageBand. I'm pretty sure that can easily do it. And I know if you gave me 2 seconds to find it, I could find software that would easily do that. Sure.
Well, this is a man's life. This is a man's freedom at stake.
Uh-huh.
You might not agree with the man, but he stood up for people in court based on their First Amendment rights.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a great man, and it's just wrong what they're doing to him, because he is he put out one book called Defensive Racism. That's his best-known book. But he was involved in the subject recently, researching human trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
And people that investigate human trafficking have ended up dead.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's horrible.
Well, it's going on all around, because, you know, every year they tell you that like 20,000 children disappear in America. You've heard that. I don't know what the exact number is. They're obviously going somewhere, right?
Well, I'm not sure. I think that might be a little bit of scaremongering too. I'd have to look into that, but
yeah.
I mean, just whenever they the media tells us something, you just cannot trust it.
So when they come out with these figures, you have to be very skeptical of what they're saying.
Well, they tell us that millions and millions of people would die with the flu.
Right.
Which is not true.
Yeah, and they there's plenty of other examples to trust of that. So how can we trust what they're saying about kids being missing? You know, you go into Walmart or the post office, you see these pictures of these kids. Have you seen this child recently? How do we know that they're for real?
We don't. And in fact, it would make sense that they're not real, because it's part of the agenda, which is
right.
You keep us in a constant state of fear. Because
yeah.
When you're fearful, then you're not thinking straight.
Yeah, you're fearful of your kid being stolen while he's playing in the park.
There's
not there.
There's a reason why there's homeless shelters in the middle of the cities. Did you ever hear me talk about that?
No, I hadn't heard your theory on that.
Oh, yeah. If you look, I mean, think about it. If you want to house homeless people, you could do it in a secluded area of the city where no one needs to see it going on. But if you'll notice, they're always near convention centers.
Ah, so they can be protesters.
No.
For hire.
So when you drive by and you see the lines going through the homeless shelters, you're reminded that if you stop being a slave, you might be one of them. And I feel that's probably what's going on with the milk cartons.
They're putting it in a prominent place where you see it on your milk carton or right in the middle of the city when you drive by.
By convention center.
And they're saying, you don't play by the rules and shut up, Goyim. You're going to be disappearing too.
Or you're going to be standing in a bread line.
Right, exactly. You're going to lose it all.
In fact,
yeah,
if you I told my son just recently, I said, you know, I'm a paycheck away from being homeless, because if my wife stopped working, for example, I'm unhirable. I will not work for someone. I'm refuse to be a slave. But I don't make enough money to support my entire family. I need my wife's nice income too. And, you know, I'm literally a paycheck away from being the homeless line, because I'm bucking the system. I guarantee you, the people who are standing in those homeless lines are not crazy like we're told. They're probably just like you and me, who are fed up with the system. And they got help from the system, and the system brought them down. I'd almost guarantee it.
Yeah.
I've spoken to a few homeless people, and they're not batshit crazy like we're told they are.
No. The people I was talking to were downtrodden, and you could just see they weren't shaved. They weren't dressed well. The people at getting the free food day here in Jasper, Indiana, that's where I'm at,
mm-hmm.
These people weren't insane. I could sit around, and I had conversations intelligently with all of them that I talked to.
Right. They've given up on the slavery system, and they went for a little bit of help, and they made bad decisions, and they're downtrodden, and they're addicted, and they're this and that. So it's obvious to me that's what is going on with the homeless shelters, is that they put them front and center. It's right next to convention centers.
Yeah, exactly right.
They don't have to be there. They could be well off the beaten path. They could save.
Yeah.
You know how much money it costs to have a homeless shelter in the middle of the city? Give
me
a break.
It costs a lot more than the suburbs.
Right, right.
Because real estate is location, location, location.
And how many homeless people do you see in the city, in the suburbs? My son asked me about that. He goes, how come all the homeless people travel to the city? And I said, because they're bused to the city. It's part of the propaganda.
Okay. Well, I think part of it is they just can't get any help in the suburbs, because I've seen people begging in front of Walmart where I am, and hardly anybody stops at all.
Really?
It's all these good Christian types. They sing, you know, Jesus is Lord on Sunday, but they won't help a man, you know, on the street who will work for food. You know, the man I talked to, a homeless man near at Walmart a week ago. And he really wanted to work. He said, hey, do you have any work I could do for food or for money? And I said, no, I'm sorry, I really don't at this time. But he wasn't putting the act on, because somebody will not ask you to work for food for a joke.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I've never been approached, so I don't know.
Well, you know, I always find that these people, I like to talk to them because I like to find out what happened to them, because I'm sociologically interested in all of these cases, because I read stuff on the internet and I want to see how it buttresses with the reality on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk to these people, they're authentic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not playing the game. And
it is interesting. Now that I'm thinking kind of what you're saying and what I just said, it is interesting that in all my life, in 44 years, I don't remember when I was in Hollywood, when I lived on the main line in Radnor, Pennsylvania, very wealthy area, ever seeing really bums asking for money at the Walmart or any of the stores. It was always in the city.
Yeah, well, we're only a town of 12,000, so Walmart's probably the most frequently visited corner of all, I would guess.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, I have helped some of them in the past, like a woman that told me she had a baby and she needed size 2 diapers. Now, who would beg for diapers?
Yeah.
Come on. You know, I wouldn't give anybody money, trust me.
Yeah.
But if somebody needs diapers and baby wipes, well, that
sure
sounds pretty authentic to me.
Sure, sure.
Because it's kind of hard to pawn them off at a pawn shop, if you follow what I'm saying.
No, I understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But getting back to the situation with this attorney, Edgar J. Steele, his wife is, you know, looking for any help she can get in terms of beating this rap with this fake recording.
Mm-hmm.
It's very grainy. She says you can barely hear it. And actually, I could send you the video of a press conference she did last fall. It's 33 minutes long. If you watched that, you would understand what's going on totally,
mm-hmm,
this man.
Mm-hmm.
Because she is looking for anybody that can throw her a bone in terms of how the FBI could pull this off.
I think it'd be much better, instead of sending it to me, going to Godlike Productions and posting it there. You'll get a lot of people looking at that.
Okay, Godlike Productions. I'll make
GodlikeProductions.com.
Yeah.
In fact, I was just talking on Chris's broadcast, and he just emailed me. He's like, holy crap, I get 600 people to listen to my recording from that one post you made at Godlike. So there's a lot of people at Godlike Productions who are
so
totally...
Godlike is one of the few sites you say are pretty clean,
No, it's
non-controlled.
Horrible. It's tons of controlled opposition, tons of shills, tons of perps. But what I do is, as I'm writing my book, I'll post chapters of my book into Godlike Productions, and I'll let the shills debunk it.
Right.
Which really hones my writing, so that
you want criticism, because you know you're pretty good at what you're doing, trust me. But you're probably making a little error here and there, and you want to be able to find where those errors are so you can improve your message.
Well, not only errors, which is true, and I've been wrong about stuff, but
sure,
the most important thing is, you know, when you post onto these forums, some people have questions, you're not as clear as you could be, then people
right
will bring up stuff like, well, you know, you can fake EXIF data very easily, and then they show you. Well, that's really great information to know. Then I won't make a broad statement saying that you can't fake EXIF data.
Okay.
I actually had one person do that who showed me how to fake it.
Okay. All right. Well,
so I wouldn't have known that by just writing a book and putting it out to the public without running it through Godlike Production, which is just awash with sock puppet shills and paid disinformation type people.
But there are serious people on there like us.
Very few.
Okay.
Very, very few.
So it's just disconcerting the level of control that you say we have here, and I trust your judgment, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Well, you should not only – I don't think you should trust me 100%. You should, check it out for yourself.
I definitely do. I mean, you point us – you point everybody on the call in the right direction.
Right.
But we shouldn't take your word for gospel or
anybody's word
for gospel.
No one's word.
We should demand the footnotes, and we should demand the evidence.
Right. I'm like a tour guide.
Right.
Doesn't mean the guide's 100% correct. I could be
right.
wrong. Mm-hmm.
Well, exactly. I'm probably wrong 10% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Easily.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we need professional criticism.
Right, right. So, I mean, you should be your own investigator. And, when I hear people say, you need to think for yourself, that sounds great on paper. But in reality, that's not true. I mean...
No, because learning is a collaborative effort.
It can be. But, like, for example, would you have ever thought to check these tsunami videos and think they were fake?
Have never in a million years thought about it until you brought it up. And when I was reading the invite to the call yesterday, I said, oh, boy, Marcus is biting off a big apple to chew this time.
Right. So, I mean, that's what I mean. So, you know, when you think for yourself, sometimes you don't have the tools to know how to think for yourself. And that's where other people give you ideas to do critical thinking.
And we should never accept that somebody says something happened. We should always have like a little bit of skepticism. It's like the Tucson shooting with the Congress lady.
Yeah.
I mean, how do we know she was shot? We don't have any video of her being shot.
No.
We don't have any pictures of her bleeding. There aren't.
No.
All there is a picture of some woman on a gurney, and everybody else has their back turned to her.
Yeah.
And I told my father about that photo. If you were a congressman, would I have my ass facing you if you were a congressman?
Yeah. Did I ever show you my Jared Lee Loftner photos?
No, I don't recall that.
I'm pulling them up right now. Truth in 7 minutes. Here we go. I'll post it into the chat. Here we go. Check this out. Oh, you're not in the chat, I see. If you go to...
I'm going to have to check it out later because my wife has commandeered the computer.
Anyway. Oh, okay. Well, if you go there, then to the link I just posted, you'll see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different photos of Jared Lee Loftner, and none of them look the same.
Right. And... I don't mean to push this in a racial sense, but the fact is that Loftner is a Jewish name.
Yes.
And I
so
and
is
I
Jared.
Sure. But names ending in NER are characteristically Jewish, like Hugh Hefner.
Yep.
William Shatner.
Did you know Hugh Hefner is related to George Bush?
I wouldn't doubt it. But I actually went to a Jewish genealogical site. Now, that's the place where they judge whether the name is Jewish or not. And I found a Loftner. I found other Loftners of that spelling that are still alive.
Yep. Let me read to you, for those who think that I'm crazy, proving what I just said from CBSNews.com. Well, that could be a lie, too. But here's what they had to say. They say, as I'm pulling it up right now, by the way, Barack Obama and Brad Pitt are cousins. See, we're not in the club. It's their club, and we're not
in it. It's a club of ancestry. That's what it is, and we weren't born into those families.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Campaign 2004. Okay. President George W. Bush and Senator John Kerry are related. Well, sort of. They're ninth cousins, twice removed.
Yeah.
So what's the little competition
between
the family?
They're both Skullsmen.
Yes, from Yale, yep. The two presidential contenders also share a widely known common relative, Playboy founder Hugh Hefner, who is the ninth cousin of both men, twice removed.
Yeah, it's a family matter, that's all it is.
And people will debunk that and say, we're all related in some way. Well, no, not really, not that close.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm getting questions through the chat. Mr. Cool says, Marcus, what's your take on Paul McCartney being a double and the original Paul having died years back in a blah, blah, blah. I can't read the rest. I don't know. I wasn't there. I've heard that before. I've seen some pictures of the original Paul McCartney, and it would make sense to me that the current Paul McCartney is not the same as the original one. But I don't know, wasn't there. And
but it would seem impossible that if Paul McCartney was really killed back in the day, they'd keep it quiet.
Right. That gets into the whole, you know, this whole conspiracy theory about Elvis Presley and Kenneth Lay dying 45 minutes before he was sentenced, the guy from Enron, and Michael Jackson still being alive and all that. You know, you have to find out who's putting out that information. And why would they put out that information? Are they putting that information out because it's true? You know, two reporters who witnessed the death, supposed alleged death, of Timothy McVeigh, both said that he was moving after he died and was smiling.
Yes, I heard that.
And was smiling. And, by the way, Timothy McVeigh was the personal bodyguard of Schwarzkopf. Did you know that?
Yes.
So, you know, these are all patsies, and it's part of the PSYOP. So it wouldn't surprise me that he's still alive. And then
well,
people
actually,
say, well, if all these people are alive, Michael Jackson alive, Elvis alive, Adolf Hitler is alive, he's in Florida, you know, how come we don't know about it? That's a good question. I don't know. But it's also a bit of a distraction, bit of a red herring. You know, there are probably more important things to be discussing than, you know, Paul McCartney.
It's all a distraction for somebody to latch onto and take up their energy, their mental energy for.
Mm-hmm.
Just as they want us to debate forever the details of 9/11, how it was wrong.
Right.
But the fact is, like you said, we know it was wrong, so why should we spend, you know, the rest of our lives discussing the fine details?
Right. I mean, I think it's okay to, if you want to spend, you know, take one broadcast and spend 45 minutes on it, that's cool. But to constantly drone on and on and on about it is suspicious, a little bit suspicious to me.
It's bread and circuses, but a circus of a higher caliber for the higher IQ.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Wow, we had a lot of people on. I guess that email got some people here. I still see that Susan's on. So it'd be great if you called in, Susan. I don't bite. You're just talking to little old Uncle Mark. John, thanks for calling in. I'm going to take off if no one else calls in.
Okay, bro.
Take care.
Thanks for all you do.
Hey, my pleasure.
You make a difference in this world. Take care.
Thank you, John. Have a great night. Great night. 10/19, Wednesday night, March 16, 2011. I'll wait another minute if people have questions or want to call in. Oh, I see Cave Monk is here. Great. Definitely listen to the replay. Although, Dave was on the last call where we kind of roughed out what the PSYOP was with Japan, but I had some new information. Yeah, just wait for the replay. I have some new information, a lot of new information, actually. I'll post probably the smoking gun of all smoking guns for you, Dave. Take a look at this video. It is the, let's see here. You know, before I post the smoking gun, anyone who's still listening, what would you say the smoking gun that it's faked in Japan is? I'd be interested to get some feedback on that. What image, what video did I post that did it for you? And at the same time, I'll go pick the one I think is the smoking gun. Here we go. I got it right here. Anyone? Or is, well, let me ask you this, is anyone not convinced that it's fake? Does anyone still think that everything we've been told about Japan is real? My smoking gun is the media frenzy over radioactivity. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait till I show you, I'll just post it. Here's the video that I think is a smoking gun. Take a look at this. And with a critical eye, look at the cleanliness of the cars that are floating and bobbing down the street. and look at the buildings that never crash into other buildings, the cars that never crash into any buildings. The guy who's taking the video of this is on the street as a tsunami's coming, and he's not scared. I'd be hightailing it to the highest mountain on the planet if I saw that. Mr. Cool says, Marcus, you must have really hit a nerve with Tex because he keeps on saying on his show that he is not a... Ooh, what's this? I can't read the rest. Let me see. He is not a... Not a... Fearmonger. I'm sure it had nothing to do with me. I'm sure he gets that from a lot of people. I love it when people say, I'm not trying to sell you anything, but let me try to sell you this. I'm not being a fearmonger, but let me scare you that Planet X is coming. So, Susan, since you're not going to call in, where's Susan? Did she leave? Can you recap this, please? What should I recap? You don't want to call in, Susan? We love when we hear X chromosome. That is a woman, right? X chromosome, not Y. We like X chromosome because usually it's a bunch of horny guys who like talking about real truth. Marcus Yupunk, yeah, this has to be iconoclast. You know that Japan's earthquake is nothing more than a nationwide disaster, whatever. Okay. I don't talk to people who hang up on me. I called up your show and you hung up on me and you say you didn't, but whatever. We can agree that you're wrong and I'm right. Ever since augmented reality came out, it's hard to believe any videos I see, anything could be fake. That's a very astute, me with the fancy words tonight. That's a very astute observation, guest 55. Do you think the voice from the loudspeaker is dubbed? I think the entire audio track is dubbed. But wait till the 6-minute mark, Dave, of that video. You're going to see an entire building parade through the street like it was like one of them, fall parades, and you just got to put a homecoming queen on top, and it misses every building. It makes the right turn. It's just awesome. Did you notice there isn't one single person around in that video? Actually, there is towards the end. So, Susan, have I made the case for, because I know you emailed me. I'm assuming Susan916 is the same Susan who emailed me today and was seemingly quite shocked at my statement that this was a PSYOP. Have I won the court case, or do you still need more convincing? I won't ask you to call anymore because I can take the hint. I'm very persistent like that. 10/24 Wednesday, March 16, 2011. My website is truthin7minutes.com. truthin7minutes.com. Did anyone watch the roast of Donald Trump last night? I had to call the police because someone stole 90 minutes of my time. It was awful. Very disappointing. Lisa Lampanelli, my new favorite, probably Eastern Star Mason comedian, was awful. I actually tweeted her and told her she was awful. She, of course, didn't reply. It was horrible. Felt sorry for Trump. So you did watch it. Very disappointing. And I understand that was live, actually. They had that guy from Jersey Shore on who was embarrassingly horrible. I was funnier than him. Can you post the pics from earlier in the chat, please? Actually, Dave, you can go to fetch123.com/talkshoe and then put in call ID 17245, and then hover over the Japan 2011 PSYOP, and that'll pull up all of the chat once this is made available, probably in the next hour. All right, I'll wait around for a little bit more. Susan hasn't answered my question. I feel rejected. I feel like I've been rejected by a date. I should tell you my homecoming, oh no, my prom date story. Then you all feel bad for me. I'll never forget her name. It was named Sandy. I literally dropped her off at her house early. I was having such a miserable time. I was bored out of my skull. I don't know what I was thinking. Watch, Susan's really Sandy. Wouldn't that be funny? How small a world would that be? My prom date is listening under a different name from 25 years ago. I'm going to give it one more minute. It's 10:27. Oh, you were joking about feeling sorry for Trump. Trump is a nasty Mason, man. He's gone bankrupt like 25 times. He's screwed so many contractors. I know a few contractors have been screwed by him. But nothing happens to him. He's like Teflon. Sandy was a naughty girl. No, that was the problem. She was not a naughty girl. It was the boringest time of my life. Believe me, if it was naughty, I'd have a big smile on my face. I'll give it 20 more seconds. Questions, call-ins. If you want to respectfully disagree with anything I say, be happy to talk about it. Here we go. Guest 55. Marcus, one thing I'd like to point out to people that don't realize or understand, ever since I think it was February 08, okay? When they killed the analog signal, everything we see on TV is completely digital. That is correct. Although it was delayed by a year, if you remember, it wasn't 08. They delayed it by a year. In fact, let me show you. I keep bringing this up. Type in FCC flagpole. You ever see these things? They're huge flagpoles. Here we go. What is that strange flagpole-looking device and above top secret? And what they do is they hide them with a flag on it, and it's this huge pole and these huge wires that just go right up the pole. And it's different from cell phone towers, because cell phone towers, we all see what they look like. But take a look at this. And in this picture that you're going to see, it's missing the flag. But in every one I've seen, and they're strewn throughout the country here, they all have a little flag to disguise it, making it – oh, I put the wrong thing. I just copied what you wrote. Scratch that and try this. And if you see, so guest 70 is coming in at the last moment and stirring the pot. So if you take a look at that, you'll see that that's what's strewn throughout my neck of the woods. Obviously, this is strewn in this person's neck of the woods, and it's an FCC bunch of wires, thick wires, like huge wires going up these flagpoles. And it makes me wonder if it has something to do with the digital signal. No, just asking questions. Okay, I said I was going to take off, but guest 70, if you want to ask me a question, go ahead. I laid out an hour 20 or so court case on why what's happening in Japan is not reality. So I'd recommend listening to the replay of this audio, which you can find at Truth in 7 Minutes. That's the number 7, minutes.com/chat. Do you really believe that the tsunami was fake, Aesop? Yes. Like I said, I laid out an hour and 20 minutes the case. I've asked people if they are not convinced of what I said is true. I've had not one person in the chat, after listening to my hour and 20 minute case, disagree with my findings. If they disagree, I'd love for them to put in the chat, and I'll see if I can confirm things for them. But not one person, because I asked twice, actually. This is the third time. You must know very much about the ocean and how it behaves. No, I know nothing about the ocean, actually. I just know how fake video works. And we pointed that out. Again, I would recommend listening to the replay, which should be up around midnight tonight after I hang up the phone here in the next couple moments. Any other questions? Mr. Cool, Marcus, what do you think the reason for giving up the March 15th prediction was? It's pretty simple to me, is it's all about scaring us. Again, because when you're scared, you're not thinking rationally. And typically when you're scared, you move on to other stuff. What was the March 15 prediction about? It was about a comet that would approach Earth and do a pole shift. Now, the last time I was told about a pole shift, it was quite a nice adventure at a strip club. But that's a completely different pole shift. And it wasn't on March 15th. Can I get an LOL? Anyone? All right. There we go. Thank you, Dan. All right, guys. That is it for tonight. I appreciate you listening in. Feel free to pass this audio around. When they say you can't fight City Hall, that's a bunch of malarkey. They tell you that so that you don't do anything about it. If you have people who are on the fence and are willing to listen to this sort of thing, then I'd recommend that they listen to this very important audio that we did tonight. Have a great night, and I'll talk to you next time. Take care.